This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, April 15th. Happy Tax Day, everybody. Okay. Well, the market's opening up very strongly this morning in the wake of a much better than expected retail sales report. It wasn't so much that retail sales were up 0.7% in March. Economists are expecting 0.3%, but they also revised February higher to a 0.9% increase. Previously been reported 0.6%. So that means we're going to have positive GDP revisions. And that's good. That's very good news. Okay, here's the bad news. The 10-year Treasury yield's at 4.6%. In late March, it was 4.2%. So that's a big increase, okay? And that's part of the problem out there is that, you know, although the Fed's still above market rates, as market rates back up, it takes the pressure off the Fed to cut. So we're going to see what's going to happen here. The ECB, the European Central Bank, is planning to cut in June. I think it would be a good idea for us to have a coordinated rate cut with the ECB, and maybe the Bank of England can join in. But if the ECB cuts and we don't cut, it's just going to mean a very, very strong dollar, which was happening last week. And a strong dollar actually lowers the cost of imported goods. But commodities are priced in dollars, so outside the United States, things are getting more expensive for everybody else. Now, energy stocks obviously were the oasis last Friday when the fear of the Iranian attack was underway. And although the attack was successfully controlled by not only Israel, but as well as the U.S., Britain, and Jordan, shooting down all the drones and cruise missiles and surface-to-air missiles, you know, Israel is expected to respond. The War Cabinet has already declared they have a response ready, and if and when they implement it, we'll see. Now, the Biden administration is pushing them not to respond, and technically, Iran did call them to say it's coming. So, you know, sometimes these show of forces are, you know, all show and no go. Iran was showing fires that they said were in Israel, which were there actually footage from a fire in Chile. So, you know, the state propaganda in Iran is trying to do whatever they're trying to do. So we'll see what happens here. But the bottom line is we're getting closer to World War III. But it looks like cooler heads are prevailing at this moment, okay? In the meantime, you still have to have the energy stocks, okay? One of the reasons you want to have the energy stocks is Ukraine keeps blowing up Russian refineries, okay? And all that diesel's gone offline. The other thing is Mexico's cut its production, so has Qatar, so has Iraq. And supply remains very, very tight right now, okay? The energy stocks are going to have great earnings. It's going to be every stock for itself this earnings announcement season. The one thing that was fascinating, the retail sales report, is online sales are up 2.7%. So that's part of the efficiency argument, you know, that we're becoming more productive, more efficient, because if we click, it's more productive doing that than like going to a store. So it's going to be interesting to see how the government processes all this data. But the bottom line is whatever we were scared of has diminished immensely. So we're going to have a big reflex rally this morning. I do want you to know that markets tend to oscillate, okay? So if we're up today, we might be down on Tuesday, then we might be up on Wednesday. So get used to that, okay? That's just how markets move, okay? But by and large, obviously whatever everybody was scared of is gone now. And if you want to be prepared for the next shock, you just have to have energy stocks in your portfolio because they zig when other things zag. And that's simple as that. So it's Louis Navalier. That's your quick update for today. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.